0GR. Hi, Dave.
It is kind of warm out here, 90 degrees. Warming up in Greer. Where are you?
In front of the computer. That's the unit. It just warmed up to temperature, I guess. Showing 92 here on my weather station, 53% humidity and a heat index of 100, and it is stinky outside. We just got finished unloading some groceries and some chicken feed out in the tin barn, and I gotta tell you, it's horrible out.
Last night, right before the net, I was looking at my Whisper station, and it made contact with Thailand, halfway around the world. It's only been about four times since I've been a ham radio operator I've been able to do that. And I heard on the net that Walt had some long distance contact that is unusual for him as well. So have you been on 40 meters lately?
About two or three nights ago, I worked two or three Russians, and that's about all, Dave. I can't remember exactly what the other one was, but it was really, really poor propagation. I was on CW, but I think I've only heard Thailand one time in 27 years or so from Kansas or here, and was never able to work them. I'm sure if there's some sunspots, we may be able to. And I've heard that they're supposed to be improving anyways, Dave. Well, that's nice to hear them, even if you didn't work them. I don't know if you worked them or not, but that area of the world is a booger.
Halfway around the world. Yeah, we had a full transmission between the two of us. So that was considered a contact. So it was, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I heard the sunspot cycle was back on the way up, and I heard there were some sunspots spotted. So evidently, the pendulum has stopped going in the bad direction, and the 11-year cycle has reversed, and then the pendulum is headed back our way.
On the way up, Dave, it's just not been moving too fast. I think a month or two ago, it went up to 70 or 80, and then it plummeted again. I mean, many days it's been zero, but it's sun cycle 25, and it's not predicted to be a record setter, but it is on the uphill slope anyways.
Been a ham, which was since 2004, which is in 2024, will be 20 years, be two decades. There was a period of time where you could hit Europe on 5 watts, and I think that's the thing that people remember, that ham radio operators that have been in it for a long time remember back in the 70s or 80s being able to go to Europe on 10 meters on 5 watts. Were you a ham at that point in time?
Mine was in 93, Dave. I'm pretty sure November of 93. And, yeah, you could make schedules easily. I never did work 10 meters. You won't believe this, but I never did finish out my DXCC, which is only one of two bands that I don't have. 160, I think I only got 56, but I never did have anything for it until I got down here, and that was just a few years ago, and I haven't really tried very hard, but I got 56 on there. And on 10 meters, I got 98 or 99, I forget which one. I think 98. But all the other bands, I got way over 100. I got 300 countries since I've been down here now that I've got up to. But I never really paid much attention to the numbers until I got down here, and the fellas got me kind of interested in, yeah, you want to have a goal. So I set it at 300, and I was thinking there's 334 or something like that. Not really a big concern. I hear a station and it's Russia or anywhere else, I'll work it. I don't care where it's at. But I used to set up late when I was a working man in Kansas, and I'd have regular contacts to Micronesia, and I love the you know, exotic islands, Bora Bora. Oh, guys, used to could work Midway and Wake and stuff like that, and then down in the Solomons and places like that, it was really not that hard. On 20 meters late at night in Kansas, and it would be a little past noon on the next day, as I remember. That seems so odd.
Debbie, well, I never got into the competition portion of amateur radio at all. I remember when I got into it, and they were asking me. I mean, there were people pulling me in all kinds of different directions. There were people wanting me to go do modems with 2 meters and packet stations and bulletin boards and that kind of stuff. And there were people that wanted to compete with DX, and there was just tons of FM AM stations. There's just so many things to grab a hold of, and I decided because I'd already gone through flying competition, and that much competition in flying kind of took the fun out of it. It's fun, it's still fun, especially fun when you win, but the fun of just getting the airplane up there in the air and flying it was kind of gone away when you got into the competition. I didn't want that to happen with ham radio, so I didn't get into the competition at all. I decided instead I'm going to explore as much of the technology as I can. I'm going to do slow scan TV, fast scan TV. I'm going to do software-defined radios, amplifiers, hand-built radios, that kind of stuff. Explore it. Learn it. Learn what it's about instead of using it and competing with it. And I'm glad I made that decision. I don't miss not competing at all. And I'm happy with being able to understand the technology, not to the degree that I could design it myself, but to the degree that I can understand what was designed. And that's a big difference. It's not full knowledge of exactly how it works, but it is knowledge of what's going on. And that's what I was. That was my goal. W4DJW.
SN0TR. Well, me too, Dave. I like sideband and CW, and I still do. I did a little bit of the HF repeater stuff down. Seemed like Florida had repeaters a lot. And then I did slow scan TV some. That was a lot of fun. And there was guys back home that I think they were running 900 megacycles or something on fast scan TV. I never did get into that. Most of them were engineers at the TV station and stuff. And but it was interesting. I started to, and I never did follow through with it. But you know, if there's a contest, I'll go on there and give guys a few contacts, maybe 10 or 20 in a weekend or something, if I hear something interesting, just for the heck of it. But as far as being competitive, I never have been. Or I'll hunt and pick if there was a country or something down here. I would do that. But even without contesting, that super loop that you put up for me, it got my attitude back up, because in Kansas I had to cut my tower down and chop it up and get rid of it, and I didn't think I'd ever get back into ham radio down here. And heck, after you put that up, Dave, I worked over 1,000 contacts that first year, and that's not contesting. That was just, you know, conversations and chatting with guys, and I still got cards from some of those people that I cherished the conversations with. One old boy in New Zealand, he had 100 acres, and he had 101 Holstein cattle. I'll never forget that, and we talked about that. And I talked to another guy about mining over on the other side of the coast in Australia, and I talked to Tasmanian, asked him about the Tasmanian devils, and I talked to a college class in one of the tiny islands that aircraft make a stop at on the way. It's in Micronesia. It's not Bora Bora. It's one of the smaller ones. And they were going inland exploring, and that was on sideband. And that's the kind of thing I enjoyed. I just sat there with my finger and search. I didn't have a button that you could push and give a 599. I did it all with my hands.
What you enjoy. And that makes a lot of fun. It's too easy to fall into that trap of trying, setting a goal too high and having to work really hard for it and not being able to enjoy the hobby. Anyway, I'm back home after getting my hair cut. That ought to do me for another 6 months. Good talking to you, Tom. Tell Bernice hello. N0TRW4DJW. I got to go back to work.
Okay, Dave. Let me see. It's the 24th. You should have about 11 or 12 days left in finito. See you later, buddy. W4DJW N0TR73.